Public school teachers in Oklahoma have long been frustrated with state politics, bad education policy in their view, and low school funding. Oklahoma teachers are among the lowest paid in the country, and this year they're also running for state office in record numbers. Emily Wendler of member station KOSU in Oklahoma City has this report.
It's Saturday morning, and Sean Sheehan is already hard at work.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry to bother you.
That's okay.
I'll be very brief. My name is Sean Sheehan, and I'm running for Senate for our district. And I'm just out knocking doors, introducing myself to folks, and giving more information.
Sheehan is running for state Senate as an independent in central Oklahoma. And after tonight's primary, he'll know his Republican opponent. He's also the state's 2016 Teacher of the Year, and for the past 5 years, he's been a math and special education teacher in Oklahoma. Sheehan's race is not unique. In fact, there are about 40 other educators, principals, and teachers running for public office here, a majority Democrat, but also Republicans and independents. Sheehan really doesn't want to leave his classroom. But standing on this front porch, he says someone has got to fight for students and schools.
It is so sad.
It is.
Our children are not getting an education, I'm afraid.
Not a quality one.
Quality is Sheehan's battle cry. He and the other educators that are running say the state's education problems, a lack of funding, teacher shortages, and overtesting, can be blamed on a Republican-dominated legislature that hasn't prioritized students.
And collectively, that's what educators in this state have said. They said, you all are not doing your job, so we want your seats.
I don't know anyone personally that would sit down and say, I want our class sizes to be huge. I don't want my kids to have good textbooks.
That's Lee Hall. She says she's a big Sheehan supporter because, as a mother, she's worried about schools in the state. She's gathering with other volunteers at a coffee shop and is getting ready to do some campaigning.
I feel hopeful. We've had so many young men and women step up and say, I know I make a difference in the classroom every day. I think I can make a difference here, too.
I mean, I'm excited to see more people involved in the process, to be frank.
Jake Parsons, the director of operations for the Oklahoma Republican Party, doesn't think all these educators running is necessarily a bad thing.
I know we've got a lot of challenges in our state, and you know, the more people actually step up and get involved rather than just sit back and complain, I think Oklahomans are better for it.
But he says it's not fair to blame Republicans, who dominate the state house, for Oklahoma's education woes. And he says, looking forward,
I think our Republican leadership has actually put together a lot of really good plans on to get money actually into the classroom, where that money really does the best work for our kids.
Republican Representative Earl Sears sympathizes with the educators' anger. He was a teacher and principal himself for more than 30 years before getting elected to the House a decade ago. Back then, he says, he'd think,
what are these people doing? Where did this bill come from? What are they thinking?
But now he serves as the chair of the Appropriations and Budget Committee and says he sees the state's money issues a little differently.
It is a balancing act, and this isn't a criticism to any educator in the state of Oklahoma, but they really sometimes don't look at the big picture of how it all comes together.
He says prioritizing one agency can hurt others.
Let me make it clear, they need more money, but then also let me make it clear, I don't have any more money to give them.
But the 40 or so educators on the primary ballot today want to make this clear. Schools in Oklahoma have never had enough money, and that's why they're running for office. For NPR News, I'm Emily Wendler in Oklahoma City.